everybody. It's the day after the 4th of July, but most people are still on their holiday weekend. Today is the last day of their holiday weekend, and tomorrow is right back to the grind. So tonight we're going to do something a little bit different, providing the lines are better. We've talked to the company, make sure that they cleared some things up, because I'm going to have an open mic tonight, and we're going to use tonight's call as a free coaching call for all of you that are on this call right now. Now, people, I coach people on a daily basis, and I just have to share with you a couple stories of some people just recently who had a coaching appointment with me. I do 40 minutes of coaching at a time, and the kind of results that people have gotten. Now, the results obviously vary because of whether or not the people actually do what we tell them to do. And so, anyway, so tonight I'm going to open up the floor and let all of you, if you have a question or concern about your business, you want to help, you know, in a certain area, I'm here. I'm totally here to serve you in any way I can to help troubleshoot your business and help it get to the very next level. And I know many of you have sent in questions, and you've emailed these questions over to us. Tonight is special. Independence Day, we're going to do it independently, and for the reason of the fact that I know that who is on the call right now, you, that is on the call with me right now, you are the elite. Why? Because most network marketers decide to completely fall into 98%ville, saying, well, it's a holiday, I don't need to get on the call. There's very few of you. You guys that are on the call right now, you're 2%ers. Because you're doing the exact opposite of what most people will do, and you've decided to step up regardless of what the day is. Who cares if it's a federal holiday? They're the ones that set up the trap for mediocrity anyway. So you guys are the entrepreneurs, you guys are the cut above, the breed apart, the breed above, all of it, and so that's why tonight it's a special treat. So we're going to coach you guys live on this call, and we're going to totally take advantage of that. I have some, first of all, and just in case any of you are brand new on this call, I started in this industry 15 years ago, and I was 19 when I first got started in this industry. I did not know anything about it, didn't have any confidence, didn't think that someone like me could succeed in anything. I grew up in a small town with parents that were drug addicts. My father was extremely abusive in every way imaginable. Books are written and movies are sold on childhoods like what I had to endure. I'm not saying that to make you feel sorry for me. That's not the point at all. It's all the point is to let you know the kind of mindset I had about life just getting started at the age of 19. Didn't have any big dreams of, you know, of jobs that I wanted. Didn't have any goals of money that I wanted to make or something that I would want to accomplish otherwise, other than having three kids and being married. That was the extent of my dreams. And after getting started in this business, I fortunately was able to accomplish that goal as well. Met my husband through this industry. I have 5 children, ages 17 to 5, and I've built my business either pregnant or nursing. And so there's absolutely no excuse, no matter how many kids you do or do not have, we can't use them as an excuse as to where we are in our businesses and in our success in life, because it truly doesn't matter. So after, for the first 6 months I started in this business, I failed miserably. I just was terrible at it. I started in the month of April and failed all the way till the month of November. And I couldn't sponsor anyone, couldn't sell any product. I just couldn't get it right. And I talked to a lot of people, and I worked hard, and I was even working it full time. After investing into a training seminar, which cost me $1,500 for the entire weekend, and I have to tell you, I was very unteachable when I heard about this training seminar, because I had one of those attitudes of, even though I failed the first 6 months, I had that attitude of, I'll figure it out on my own. I'll eventually figure this sucker out. That's really what I thought, which was really kind of pathetic, because my results were showing me that I did not know squat about the business that I was in, and I didn't know anything about becoming successful in it. And so after I finally, I don't know, pulled my head out of one direction and put it on straight, went to this training seminar and came out of it and made $4,000 the first 8 days, brought in 25 business builders into my business. The following month, I wound up plugging 11 other people into that very same training seminar and wound up profiting $11,000 as a direct result of plugging other people into the training system. So the first two things that I learned to master was prospecting and promoting. Those are two very important areas of your business that you really want to get good at, prospecting and promoting. Everything in this business is a promotion. This conference call is a promotion. Your corporate events that you have coming up this month and throughout the summer is a promotion. I just came from a corporate event. I got invited and hired to go and be the main speaker at a convention here in Dallas, Texas just last week, and man, it was awesome. It was so exciting and so much fun. 500 people were there. Obviously, it's a smaller company. But they did an absolute first-class, beautiful job. It seemed like it was an Oscar Awards is what it seemed like. But anyway, that's all a promotion. Conference calls that your company does, that's all promotion. You want to learn the art of promoting. It's a very important part. And that's one of the first two things that I learned how to do was to promote and the art of prospecting. Those two things are viable for your business to grow and to keep urgency and excitement in your business. So anyway, after that first seminar, each month I continue to grow my business that I follow the things that I was taught. The third check was $15,000, the fourth check was $20,000, actually over $20,000, almost $21,000. Then I decided to get married and you know, wanted to start a family, and I kind of used all of that as an excuse. I found out that my upline was a complete crook and I couldn't follow a crook anymore. And I wound up just using the getting married thing as an excuse to quit. And I did that. And after just a couple of months of being married, my husband took off with my bank account, my credit cards, drained everything, maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt. Could you imagine? I was 50 pounds overweight, $35,000 in debt, no job, no income coming in. I lost my business completely as a direct result of marrying this man, and $2.03 left my name. Could you imagine how absolutely devastating that is? And it was humbling, which was the best thing that ever happened to me. And after being homeless from December 13th through January 5th, which was far too long, I started a business the day after Christmas and started in the weight loss industry, which was profound. And in that industry, wound up writing a phone script and writing a flyer. I had no telephone. I had no physical address to have products shipped to, nothing. Started a business from getting a voicemail, a man that gave me a voicemail number and the access code without even receiving the payment from me, from the skills that I have learned the year before, people skills, which are very important for your business, and wound up making $250,000 starting from the trunk of my car and a telephone booth, completely homeless. Became a millionaire within 2 years of being completely homeless. Did that by the age of 23. Went on to making millions beyond that in my 20s in this industry. Recruited tens of thousands of people in this business, and that's how come I'm a coach today. I coach people daily on how to be able to execute this business professionally, develop and equipping people in their areas of skill, talent, and ability. And here's why, and this is what I have to tell you. I started off as some kid that didn't have any confidence at all, no self-worth, no self-esteem. I did not believe in me because my father told me I was fat, ugly, stupid, and good for nothing my entire life. So when you believe that you're nothing and you believe that you can do nothing and you can never succeed in anything, chances are you go through life doing things that are just that, just to prove you that you are what everyone said you were. Well, this industry totally, I believe God, actually, God handpicked me out of the pit of hell, pit of despair, pit of unbelief, planted me in an industry that caused me to become something that I never knew was even possible to become. Did not even know it was possible to become. And today, my job is I am equipping people with what they need to succeed. If someone like me can learn skills to succeed, so can you. There's no difference between you and I. It's just like learning a sport. You know, in the beginning, you're lame at it. You're terrible. But then through practice, you get better and better and better at it. It's the same on the first day of your first job. You were terrible at it. But once you go through a little bit of time and practice and someone's there honing in on your skill, trying to show you how to correct mistakes, giving you some direction and guidance, then all of a sudden, boom, you learn it. Now, I'm gonna be the first to admit this. My upline, who originally got me started, they were failing miserably. I mean failing miserably. And then I had the opportunity to work with people that were succeeding hugely. And it made all the difference in the world to be able to work with people that knew what they were doing. Their skill level was huge, actually, making $15,000 a month. That's how you know where your skill level is, by the way. You know where your skill level is based on the kind of check that you're currently producing out of your network marketing business. And so if you're having a hard time in any area of your business, you just have to figure out, how do I hone in on this area? How do I increase my prospecting ability? How do I increase my closing ability? How do I increase my motivational skills with my sales force? How do I promote? Things like that. And so this business, like anything else, is a learned skill. The difference between our industry and the industry that's outside of us, which is the traditional corporate world, traditional business, is that our leverage is so much huger, our profits are bigger, And we wind up with being able to put in less time earning more profits. It doesn't mean that we don't work and make money, because we all have to work in order to make money. Hello. But the reality is that we get so much more as far as business for business goes. We get so much more than going out and trying to buy a franchise or going out and trying to start a traditional business where you have to have a storefront and employees and insurance and ta-da-da-da-da. We just get to leverage other people's ideas, other people's efforts, and other people's money. That's what we get to do in our industry. And I'm so blessed that God allowed me to be a part of it. Now, does that mean that every day in this industry has been great? Heck no. Man, I've had some horrible days in this industry. Crying days, devastating days, days of wanting to quit, days of asking myself if I was the only idiot that saw it. I've had days where, you know, I was on top of the world making $100,000 a month going, ugh, having people hurt my feelings or hurt me and going, ugh, is it really worth it? Wanting to just give it all in and throw in the towel. Yeah, I mean, I had some devastating days. Friends steal from me. Bookkeepers embezzle me. My closest friends that were like family to me completely take off with everything. I've had those things happen to me. So is that to say that every day in network marketing has been a great day? No. But, man, I look at where I could have been and think, woohoo, that's scary. If I hadn't gotten started in this industry and if I hadn't stuck it out, I can't imagine where my life would be today, as well as the lives of tens of thousands of other people. Because in this business, we get to influence people all over the world, which is very exciting. So anyway, enough about me, just so you know who's talking to you. I would like to open up the call. This is going to be a free coaching call for those of you who have stepped up. Man, you're just like the founding forefathers of our country. This today, yesterday, we celebrated, you know, our nation's independence. Independence from the old world, independence from old laws that were stupid, independence, which I guess we have some new laws that are stupid too, but that's okay. But independence, that's what it was. And so I am proud of you for being on the call tonight, because so many people, and this is how you look at it, you're going to go through tests throughout your business, drawing a line in the sand. Am I going to do the 98% thing, or am I going to do the 2% thing? Well, you got to know that everybody else is still drinking beer and partying right now, instead of building their business on a day like this. And so I'm proud of you, and that's why I'm going to give this call a gift to you. We're going to take caller by caller. Whoever jumps out first gets the first question answered in, and I will coach you in the way that I count. Everyone else obviously is going to benefit, because chances are the first person that jumps out and asks a question, about 12 of you have the same question. But let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to open up the lines. If you have a lot of background noise, for example, if you're in a car and we can hear the freeway, *6 your line, okay? Because we it's going to destroy the whole call. And so, and if you have any children, listen to me carefully. If there's any kids in your background, please press *6 and mute them out. We don't want to hear them screaming. I love children. I have 5 of them. I have lots of godchildren, and the cutest little nephew in the world. But this call is not for them. Time and place for everything, and this ain't it. So if you have kids, dogs barking, toilets flushing, washing machine overflowing, please press *6. If you have already pressed *6, then don't. That'll unmute your line. Now, if you have pressed *6, you will not be able to ask a question of me until you go hide in the closet or in the bathroom. Then you can go ahead and say and ask a question. But, and that's only if you're in a quiet place, okay? So let's go ahead and go for it. I'm going to take the first person that jumps out, state your name and where you're calling from. As soon as I unmute the lines, your name and where you're calling from, I'll take your question and I'll go ahead and coach you on it. So hold on 1 second. Okay, we are live.
Peggy. Hello. From Wisconsin.
Who's the first person?
Peggy from Wisconsin.
Peggy from Wisconsin, how are you?
Good.
Good. Peggy, what can I do for you tonight?
I'm just starting out in this business as of the 18th, and there's a wealth of information I'm glad for. I'm glad for your website. I just need to get over the first hump of asking my first person, for asking people to buy something and not make any excuses for them.
Okay, Peggy, that is such an awesome question, and welcome aboard.
Thanks, I'm looking forward to it.
That is really exciting. Okay, now listen, you guys, some of you have people in your sales forces that are brand new in the business, and they have the same exact concern, they have the same exact question. So if this is not the question you had, you've been in the business for a year or two and you've got a more, you have a different level of a question, don't sit here and daydream on this one, because this is my answer to her. And this is the answer you want to use for your new people that just got started on the 18th of the month. So make sure that you're tuning in and paying attention to it. Now, Peggy, this is what I'm going to tell you to do. You see, in our business, it is totally normal, sweetie, for you to be thinking the way you're thinking. It's like terrifying because you're afraid that somebody's going to reject you, right?
Right.
Okay.
Here,
now, I know, you're going to feel stupid, right? I totally understand because I felt the exact same way. I mean, I thought for sure I'd be laughed at, mocked, ridiculed, rejected, and considering my childhood, you know, I wasn't looking for any of that. That'd be the last thing in the world that I want to come here. Now, this is, since you just got started, and it was the 18th of June, right?
Mm-hmm.
Since you just got started and you've already found my site, that's the first step that you did in the right direction was get on that site. Now, this business, like any other business, is a learned skill. And so there's a script book that's available on my site.
Okay.
All you have to do is read it.
Okay.
Now, Peggy, this is what I want you to do for the next 90 days. This is what I want you to do. Every single day, and I got to tell you this awesome story. Every single day, I want you to listen to one of the calls that's on that site. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not convenient for you to sit in front of your computer and listen, then you need to get the North Carolina CDs. And every single day, you need to start listening to them.
I will do that.
Okay.
I've done a few already.
Good job.
Because
let me tell you what happened to a lady recently that I coached on the phone. Her name is Kulwant Jutla. She is from Canada. Incredible woman. I love this lady to pieces. I coached her and another lady the very same day from the very same company having the same exact struggles. One of the ladies did not listen to what I told her to do.
Mm-hmm.
The other lady, Kulwant, did. And this lady, I told her every single day must listen to this to one of these recordings. Every single day, do not start your day until you listen to one of these recordings. Then I want you to get on the phone, and I want you to talk to people. She's got the script book. She's reading the script that I put in front of her. She sponsored 18 people in 3 weeks.
Wow.
Isn't that? She's never done that in her career. She's been in network marketing for 3.5 years with the same company. Sponsored 18 people in 3 weeks. Now, that is absolutely amazing. She emails me every day giving me her we have this arrangement where she emails me every day giving me her results. Okay, so what you need to do is every day start building your faith, building your belief, because it all boils down to that. And once you believe very strongly in what you have, Peggy, then you almost feel guilty if you don't tell them about your opportunity.
Okay.
And that's where you need to get. Meanwhile, what I need you to do for the next 90 days is listen to one of those things that are on there. The second thing I need you to do is I need you to just look for people to practice on.
Okay.
Get it out of your head that you're looking to make a sale.
Okay.
Forget that idea.
Practice
now, on my site, there's a script book that I told you about. It has 16 scripts in it.
Okay.
There's 8 different warm market scripts, Peggy, that's in there.
Good.
That's 8 different ways you can make contact with people that you know, and they're all non-offensive.
Okay.
They're all non-threatening. Okay? And they sound something like this. For example, if I would have called you and said, you know, Peggy, I know you are so busy, and considering your schedule, I almost didn't call you. But my husband and I have been looking for a way to get out of debt, and I believe we found that way. Is there any way you can help me out before I start my national campaign, before I invest a bunch of money into advertising? I just need a few people to practice on that I know will be very upfront and honest with me and help me.
Okay.
Now, would you say yes to me if I called you and I was a friend?
Sure.
Yeah. You would help me out.
Sure.
Well, your friends would help you out too, Peggy. I can tell just by the sound of you that you are non-abrasive, you are not aggressive, and you're an easy person to listen to and an easy person to talk to.
Okay.
Now, would you say that your friends feel that way about you?
Yes, I do.
Do you feel that your friends think you're a good listener?
Yes.
And do you think that your friends think that you're loyal and gentle and kind and non-threatening?
Honest, yes.
You got it. Then you have nothing to worry about, Peggy.
Okay. I just got to do it.
You just got to do it. And here's what I believe about you. I believe that you have probably helped a lot of people in your life. And I believe that all of your friends that you've been there at one time or another with, and if you asked them to help you, they would jump to it.
Going to.
Yep. Just because they're looking to return the favor that you've done for them for years.
Okay.
Am I right on that?
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So I want you to just call some people and just say, I need help. I need to practice I started a business. I believe that's going to work for me. I just need some practice on some people until I get my confidence up where I can really build something big.
Okay, that sounds great.
Can you do that?
I can.
Okay, Peggy, I want to hear about it. I want to hear how it works and how it goes for you. And again, that script book is very helpful because you can just, I read to you, by the way, one of the scripts that were in there.
I wrote that one down.
Yep, I read that. So that's in there and available. And listen to those every day because you're going to build your belief and just understand it's a skill and just ask for help. And I know you can do that.
Okay, great.
Good job, girl. Okay, anybody else for the second one?
Sandy Stewart in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Sandy Stewart, how are you, girl?
Okay.
Go for it.
I remember on one of your calls you mentioned that you could never be recruited by reading an email from an autoresponder. Now, how do you feel about using an autoresponder to introduce a new product your company has?
That's a really good question, Sandy. And the reason why I said that you would never find me from an, it wasn't from an autoresponder. What I was saying is that you would never find me from the computer.
Oh, okay.
That's to clarify what I'm saying. Here's why. I'm not somebody that's got great computer skills. I'm not someone that even enjoys checking email. I'm not somebody that I hate websites. So that's what I'm saying. They would never find me. You would find me if you were, if I was one of your friends, you would find me, or you would meet me somewhere. So for those people that don't like to meet people and those people that don't want to call their friends, they're missing a prospect like me because that's the only way you'd ever get me into the business is if I was a friend of yours or if we were out and about and someone really formed me, found my need, and boom, did it that way. Okay, so how do I feel about autoresponders? Now, let me do the flip side of that, Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend of mine that's the only way in the world you'd ever find him. And he's a major multimillionaire in the industry.
Okay.
So I believe in using all forms of exposure that you can. I don't think that anyone should just camp out on one way.
Okay.
I think that everybody should learn as many ways as they possibly can to expose the business and get it out there as much as many possible ways that there are. And so with email stuff, and Sandy, you've had success with that, right?
Yeah,
you've had some great, and in fact, you've expanded your business outside of the country through email.
Yeah.
Okay, then I would continue doing that in the very same fashion that you are doing it, as well as doing what you and I talked about today, mm-hmm. and that is, expanding other prospecting ways and things like that.
By
and I got
way.
Your email about the script, and I know that Christina emailed you back about the script.
Yeah, and I had the opportunity to talk to quite a few people tonight and use that one sentence you gave me.
And?
What can I do for you?
Uh-huh.
And it worked for two people, and I have follow-up.
Woo! That's awesome, Sandy.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Within 2 hours.
Oh, that is so awesome. So that's already good results.
Yes.
Right on. I am so happy. And you sound great, girl.
Thank you.
You sound great. Okay, anybody else out there with a question? There was a gentleman that jumped out.
Here, can you hear me?
I can barely hear you. Who is that?
Oh.
Okay. Oh, man, you're on a cell phone and you're speaking German, buddy.
If you think the better position.
I'm sorry, sir, I cannot hear you. Why don't you wait until you get into a better area where you've got more bars on your cell phone there because the signal is real weak and you're speaking German.
Can you hear me now?
No.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah? Okay, here we go.
Okay, go for it.
All right. I have a two-part question. If you can just do some training on doing lead calls that you purchase from a, like, lead list, and also training on using a DVD that your company provides.
Okay. So a DVD that your company has a DVD that they use?
Yes.
Okay. And then you want me to do, and what was your name, sir?
Oh, Fred from New York.
Fred from New York. How are you?
Okay.
Okay. All right, let's talk about that. All right, now, let's first talk about the DVD. There were years and years where I used a video, which now it's a DVD. You know, most people have DVD players. And I actually wrote a script. I should have put it in the script book. I actually wrote a script for that. And basically, are you talking about sending a DVD to warm market or cold market?
Both. Like inviting people to my home and stuff like that.
Okay, that's awesome. Because I built a very strong, powerful business through home presentations, show, and a video. How long is the DVD?
Well, it's a two-part DVD, so I mean it's like an hour each. But
wow.
I don't have to do both. I can.
Yeah. I would not do both of them. Is one of them an opportunity meeting?
Yes. One is product, one is opportunity.
One is product, one is opportunity. And obviously the opportunity meeting shows the product within it, right?
I'm enjoying the day.
Say it again.
Okay, whoever that lady is that's laughing on the line, you're on the phone talking to somebody else, if you could star six your line, that would be awesome. Because you don't want us eavesdropping on your girlfriend's conversation, I'm sure. Okay, so Fred, the hour presentation that shows the entire business presentation, does that also include a product demo in it?
It talks about the product. Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay, that would be the one that I would show. I would not show the one-hour thing on the product.
Okay.
I would just do the opportunity meeting. And I would only use that, Fred, until I learned the presentation myself.
Okay.
And then once I learned the presentation for myself and I'm doing the meeting in my own home, what I would do is I would have the DVD queued up to the testimonials on the product or on the opportunity. And I would only use that DVD for the testimonials. If I didn't have any fresh testimonials in the room of people that were in my sales force. That had been in for a week or two or a month or whatever, to give their own personal testimony on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
you want to eventually learn that presentation. Unless you absolutely hate doing that sort of thing, then don't worry about it. Go ahead and show the DVD.
Okay.
I would learn it, though, if I were you. Because once you learn that pitch, you can do it one-on-one. You can do it on the phone. You can do it live in front of a group. You could do it through the internet. There's lots of different ways you can do it once you learn that presentation yourself. And you'll have several different variations of that presentation also. You'll have a 5-minute version of it, a 15-minute version of it, a 30-minute and an hour-long version of it. Okay, now, as far as sending that DVD out to people, what does the company charge you for the DVD?
It's like $15.
Okay, that's a little bit on the costly side. In order to make DVDs work for you by sending them out, you want to have about 20 of them out in generation at all times. And I would put those through warm market versus cold market just because people are flakes, especially when they're not friends. And that's a little too expensive to send that out to people that you don't know.
Right.
Okay, so I wouldn't send a DVD to a lead list. No way.
Yeah, they have CDs for that as far as like a CD version of the DVD that you would send out.
Okay, and what's the cost on that?
That's like $1, $2.
Perfect. Do a bunch of it. And what you want to do is you want to do a test market with it. Send it out to 100 and see what the response is.
Uh-huh.
And if you're getting a good response, do it again. If it seems to be paying for itself, do it again. If it isn't, don't. Stop doing it. It's not working. Okay, now as far as lead calls go, we're already halfway through the call. Fred, I know that you're real familiar with my site.
Mm-hmm.
On this site, there's some specific calls that I've done that have been very powerful with role-playing with people over and over again. And go into the archives. You know how to get there, right, on the members area?
Yes.
Okay, scroll down to March. Because March 7th and 10th, there's some really good calls, the prospecting calls, where I role-played almost the entire call.
Okay.
Okay, actually about half the call I role-played. And we actually have made a product out of that. And so there's some good role-playing on that. Now, do you have the script book, Fred?
I don't care if you know what's here. You probably.
Not yet.
You see tomorrow.
You have the script book itself?
No, I don't. I have the DVDs, but not the script book.
Okay. The script book has the script in it. I'm sure that you've derived it already. So just follow that script. And it's so funny because Sandy Stewart and I had a coaching appointment today, and she thought she had my script. She had a different script that wasn't working. Right, Sandy, are you there?
Right.
It was not working. And she realized it after she got off the phone with me. She went, I don't think we're talking about the same script.
Mm-hmm.
And then just one little, what was it, what can I do for you? Four words that are on that script that I wrote made all the difference tonight and just her calls tonight. So... On the May 7th call, the May 10th call, I go through the scripts on those calls. Just listen to those daily, Fred, until you master it.
Once did you say May or March 7th?
Yeah, it was
March 7th.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't find March 10th.
March 10th.
It just says May.
I don't think it's May. Hold on. Because I know who I did the call for.
Is any other way
well, just look for the prospecting call. It might even say John Oliveri on it. But there's several prospecting calls that were done back to back right there in March. Hold on. Oops, that's April. If only you could see my calendar, you guys would flip out. Okay, March. Yeah, wait a minute. No, maybe I'm lying.
March 7th.
Oh, it's April. It's April.
April.
Wait. Yeah, it's April. April 6th and 13th. How far off was I? April 6th and April 13th. Go to those two calls. It's a prospecting and a closing call.
Mm-hmm.
So between those two calls, I go through the entire process role-playing with people.
Gotcha.
All right, man.
And my last question was, and this is from a woman's perspective, because obviously I'm a guy, but there's a woman on my sales team that's fairly attractive, and when she's prospecting guys, they wind up more focused on them and a relationship opposed to what she's trying to offer them. How do you get around that? Or
okay, that's a great question. You know,
thanks, Fred.
There she is. Okay, now that I know she's on the call, I'll go ahead and just say it like it is. Beautiful thing to have that asset, okay, to have that asset and to have that gifting that men are attracted to her. What I would say to whoever she is that jumped out there is just go ahead and don't flirt that far. Don't lead it that far. You really want to guide it more towards the business, and so that's just going to take technique. You obviously have an outgoing, bold personality that's very contagious, and, you know, your looks are one thing, your personality is another. What you need to do is just learn how to go ahead and bait the hook, honey. Use whatever you got. Bait the hook. But now you want to reel it in towards the business more than anything. So just find ways where you can, you know, kind of cut that off a little bit. I've had the same thing happen to me. And through the years, I've learned to, you know, hold on. We're going this direction, buddy.
You don't need a home.
Okay, anybody else up there with a question?
Danny.
Yes, who are you?
This is John from South Carolina.
Hi, John from South Carolina. What can I do for you?
Okay, listen, I'm just getting some.
So one glass a day, that's it.
Okay, whoever there is.
I'll take that one glass. Listen. Listen, make mine a single because I'm driving. I've been in the business a long time ago. I'm doing a new company and I just started. Mm-hmm. And I'm calling some network marketing leads. Okay. Now, what I did the first day, and I did it on Friday, this Friday, and I can call. I can stay on the phone for a long time. I've called before. I've done this before. Would you leave a message on someone's answering machine if you didn't get him in, basically to say, I got your name, you might be interested in the business. I send them to one of our toll-free companies, kind of an op phone call, and then I leave my toll-free number.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you just not go and try to get the person live?
John, this is an awesome question. And since you have a lot of experience in the business, And you've been in and out of the industry for a long time, let me go ahead and coach you right here on something that I think will really benefit you greatly.
Okay, sure.
One thing is that the industry really has evolved into something beautiful. And what it's evolved in, and it's interesting because I've been in for 15 years and I kind of caught this on way back when. And what I taught my Salesforce to do and still continue to teach Salesforces to the tune of thousands and thousands all over the world is this. You're not a salesperson. Do not act like one. Don't say things that salespeople say. Don't sound, talk, tonality, nothing of a telemarketer. None of it. Because the consumer today is very savvy. And they are very hip to the language of a salesperson. And it immediately puts their guard up and they do not want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is very important. And the same exact calls that I just told Fred to go listen to are the same ones that I want you to. Sometimes when we're getting started back in again, yes, you've got lots of great experience. In fact, I had a coaching call exactly saying this to them. Forget what you know and start all over again in that place of, okay, show me what's new. Because the industry has changed dramatically. The consumer has changed dramatically. The Internet has massively changed the way business is done today. And people have just gotten so turned off by salespeople that they don't want to talk to you. So if you sound like one, and let me give you one word that gives it away, interested. Take the word interested out of your vocabulary. This is for all of you. Take it out of your vocabulary. You must come from a standpoint of I'm interviewing you to see if you have the qualities of the person that we're looking for. because there's a lot of work on our part in setting somebody up in a home-based business successfully. So providing you qualify will determine whether or not we're going to be able to work together. So record yourself, listen to yourself, and see if you're saying, if you're speaking the language of a salesman.
Mm-hmm.
I had a guy, his name is John, who spent 8.5 years in the industry, not succeeding. He's been to every guru training you could ever imagine, got a hold of my North Carolina CDs and wept. And he said, I am a slimy strip oil salesman. He had no results. And as soon as he listened to those CDs and he just tweaked a couple little things and realized he's a business developer and not a salesman, whoa, his results have gone through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So here's this is in my script book, by the way. I'm going to give you the script that I leave on a message, you know, on an answering machine.
Okay.
I'll say, hi, John, this is Danny Johnson calling you back from XYZ Corporation. I'm calling to get you the information that you requested. I've been with our company for, and I give a little story. I've been with our company for the last 3 months. I've made $3,000 working part-time. We're doing some pre-screening interviews right now because it takes a lot of work on our part to establish somebody in their own home-based business. So if you're serious, give me a call back. I'll get that information to you, and we'll see if you have the qualities of the kind of person that we're looking for. At that time, we will decide whether or not we will be able to work together. You can reach me at 800-da-da-da-da-da-da, or you can go to my website, www.dannyjohnson.com. Whenever you leave a phone number or a web address, you need to leave it twice and slowly. And you say, you know, if you're serious after reviewing that information, you go ahead and give me a call. If you're curious, have a great time looking for a business. Good luck and God bless.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. It sets a stance that they need to prove to you that they're worthy of working with the opportunity that you have. Not in an arrogant way. It's just
right.
saying, I'm not going to mess around with haggling you. I'm not going to convince you. I'm not going to beg you. I'm not going to sell you. I'm looking for someone who's serious about building something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my daughter, I've coached my daughter. She's 17. She's working a business. I've coached this child. With what I just told you, she gets a good 30-40% people calling her back with just leaving that script right there, which is very high. Most people don't even get
that.
Yeah,
that is. That's extremely high.
Yeah, it is extremely high, and that's what she gets. Sometimes she gets 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Blows our mind. So you want to have energy. You want to set the stage from day one. This is what we're looking for. If you don't want to leave your story, don't worry about it. But
mm-hmm.
you can just leave it. Just make sure that you don't sound like a salesperson. Don't say if you're interested. Take that out. If you're interested in my business, don't say that.
Because
if you sound like the other 12 people that left them messages.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be set apart and stand out.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thanks, John. I hope that helps.
Yeah, that was really good. Appreciate it.
Okay, cool. Anybody else out there with a question?
This is David from Maryland.
David from Maryland. Go for it.
How are you doing tonight?
Awesome.
Great. Two-part question. One is, how do you create urgency with your prospects? And the other is the law of attraction.
Yes. Yep, very important. What's your question about the law of attraction?
You know, I've done some coaching with some other people before, like you said, with another gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And I've changed a lot. I'm starting to attract different types of people. Do you have any suggestions on to continue on, you know, changing and attracting the type of people that you want to attract?
Okay, that's an awesome question. Okay, it's so funny. I have a feeling I know who it was. Don't say the name, please. And it's not. And the reason is because these are two terms that I've taught for years, and I think I know who coached you. I think it's someone that. Anyway, okay. So as far as law of attraction, the better that you become, the more that you grow, the more your income grows. I'll tell you that in the very beginning, David, when I first started, when I was 19, I was begging people, I was convincing people, I was groveling, I was like, oh, terrible. I mean, I had no posture, I was weak, really weak. But I was aggressive, but I was weak. Meaning, please, please sign up at my downline. Worst thing in the world you could say to anybody. And so once I went through my first training seminar, everything changed in me. And the first thing that changed was my attitude about my opportunity and about myself. And attitude, you've heard, you know, there's a terrible cliche. I think Zig Ziglar was the one who coined it first. Attitude is everything. And what happened was is that the people that I couldn't beg to get into my business prior to my first seminar, after my first seminar, I signed up 25 business people with degrees, engineers, accountants, people who had business degrees and had experience in the corporate world, people that I was not. Are you with me? I was now 20, no college education, grew up on a horse. I was not them. How in the world did I attract them? It was by my absolute attitude. It was by my body language, my tonality, all of it. I'm not talking about in an arrogant way. There's a lot of people out there that teach arrogance. I do not believe in arrogance. I believe it comes before you fall flat on your face. What I believe is that there's a line, there's a border line here. There's a line that I drew in the sand, and this is who I am, this is what I'm looking for, this is what I'm building. And David, if you've been coached, I know you've been coached to challenge your belief. Do you believe in where you're going? Are you setting yourself up for a multi-million dollar enterprise? Are you just playing around with yourself? The more that my commitment level grew, the more the attractive I became to the prospect. So, and this is very interesting, and this should help you tremendously if it hasn't already by somebody else. If your commitment level is strong, and there's no way under this sun that you are going to quit your business, you will automatically attract different people into your business because they will know you're going someplace. And I've even had people say this, I don't know where you're going, but I just want to go with you. I've had people, you know, times where they say I recruited somebody, you know, and they'd be in a seminar and ask me, you know, what got you started? I don't know, man, I just knew you were going somewhere, I just had to follow. And that was straight attitude, straight commitment. Why? Because 98% of the population has no idea where they're going. None. And when they come in contact with somebody that is sure about where they're going, meaning, and the sureness could be this, I know I'm not going back. You could be very sure about that before you know where you're headed. If you know you're not going backwards and you're not going to go back to thinking, you know, in a mediocre way, you're not going to go back to giving up on your dreams, you're not going to go back to laziness, you're not going to go back to, you know, procrastination, if you're not going back to giving up and giving in and totally giving up, then that's a great place to start to say, okay, I'm going this way. I'm going with or without you. I'm going to build this. I know I'm going to bring people with me. I'm just trying to find out if you're the one I'm bringing along with me. That, David, will massively change how you're attracting people in the business. Hugely. So I don't know if you've already worked on those areas or not, or if it's the exact same thing that your other coach told you.
I've worked on them quite a bit, but I still have some growing to do, definitely.
Awesome. Okay, and as far as urgency goes, that's all in the language that you speak, completely the language that you speak. Everything is a promotion in this business. Everything is a promotion. So, for example, let's say that there's a conference call tomorrow night with your company. If I'm on the phone with a prospect, I don't just say, okay, we have a conference call tomorrow. Let's say you're my prospect and there's a conference call tomorrow night with the company. I'm not going to say, okay, David, tomorrow night there's a conference call. You should be on it. That's where most people that totally drop the ball in network marketing. This is what I would say. David, what is your schedule like tomorrow at 7 o'clock? Go ahead and role play with me.
I'm open.
You are. Oh, my gosh, David, you're not going to believe what's going on. This is absolutely wild. How often do we get the chance to meet on the telephone the founder and president of a multi-million dollar company like ours?
Not often.
No. And so what we have tomorrow night is a unique chance where you will actually hear live from our company president. The man is amazing. He's done phenomenal things. They've just set incredible records. We are so very blessed to have his time for this phone call that right there from the comfort of your own home, you get to listen to this thing. So let me tell you what you need to do, okay? You need to make sure that you're on that call 5 minutes before, okay? Do you have your calendar out right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Set it in right there, 6:55.
Okay.
You need to be ready and waiting. You need to have a recorder. You want to record it because you're going to want to listen to it over and over again. You're going to be trained by a millionaire tomorrow night. You're going to be trained by somebody who's very successful. If you do nothing with this business, that's fine. At least you had an hour free to watch, listen, learn from someone who's really succeeded in business. So even if you don't do anything with the company, I don't care. But at least you got a chance to see someone in action who's done it. You want to take notes. You got a fresh notepad sitting right there by the phone. You want to take a lot of notes and listen to this. And in fact, David, do you know of anybody that wants to get more out of life? Do you know anybody who has a desire to become very successful and they just really haven't found what they want to do yet?
Yeah, a couple people.
You know, it might be a good opportunity for you to just say, hey, listen, there's this really successful guy that's going to be, you know, pitching his company. I don't care if you do anything with it, but at least it's like free. We get to, you know, watch somebody in action. we should get on that call and take some notes and learn. See, you know, it's an hour free education right there, right from somebody who's in the trenches doing it themselves. Okay, so David, that's what you need to do. 6:55, fresh note of paper, fresh tape in your recorder. Listen intently. I'll talk to you right after that call.
Okay.
Do you understand, Dave?
Yeah.
That creates an urgency.
I love how you, got them to say, hey, you know anybody else, bring them on a call.
Yep.
That was awesome.
Yep. You know, I have, and coming from a totally different angle. Completely different angle. Do you know anyone that's like-minded who wants to be successful? You know that in order to become successful, you have to learn from successful people? Well, even if they do nothing with it. They're getting an hour of free coaching right there, watching somebody in action. I had a girlfriend of mine that I had coached about 12 years ago that just was awesome at this promotion thing. I mean, she mastered this sucker. She'd have people just drooling over whoever the speaker was. They'd be up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get the first row, to make sure they all got the first row. They'd take shifts bringing coffee and donuts to each other. I'm not kidding you. Her people were the most hungry out of anybody else there in the seminar room. They produced the most because they were prepared the best. She took advantage of every little chance to create urgency and to promote effectively at everything. And that's how come she also had the highest show-up ratios for every conference call, for every seminar, for every meeting that was ever done. She had the highest show-up rate out of anybody.
What,
because she had people there dressed perfectly, with notepad in hand, smiles on their faces, ready to meet whoever it was that she was promoting.
What if you're using an internet system where they're going to do some research?
Same thing. Same exact thing. Now, you just let, David, I just got to let you know, there has been millions of dollars that have been invested into this very website that you are about to tour. It's not that often that we get that opportunity to check out something so profound. So what I want you to do is you make sure you spend some time there. Because no matter what you do, whether you do this or something else, there's some great things you can learn right here on this site. Not that, I mean, how many junk sites have you and I been to? This one is profound. David, in fact, who else do you know that really is success-minded like yourself that's wanting to get involved in some kind of internet-based business? Do you know anybody that's looking for something like that? Well yeah. Have them, here's some free information. Have them check it out, man. Let them learn. Steal it. I don't care.
Wow.
I told so many people that.
Are these in your script book, what you just went over?
Some of what is in there is, yes, not necessarily promotion. I need to do a call on promotion. I will be teaching that in L.A., by the way. Okay, David, you're done.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else with a question?
Alabama.
Okay, who was that from Alabama?
Tammy,
go for it, girl.
You have some wonderful training, and I've been listening to it, but I have a question. How do you utilize that training in a service-oriented company as opposed to a retail-oriented company?
Oh, Tammy, you know, this question comes up quite often, and I don't know, for some reason, people who come from a service-oriented, whether it's legal services or internet services or it's phone services, they got this thing in their head saying, we don't sell products, we sell services. Let me tell you something, Tammy. This is very important that you understand this loud and clear. And this is what made a huge difference for me from 6 months of failure to the next 6 months of great success. Was that your product is not what you're selling. It's not that service that you're selling. Your product is people. Okay, so if you can get that through your head and you understand, get your focus off of your service and your product and start learning about people, and you'll be unusually successful in business. You see, my first 6 months, I was just the product geek, information idiot. That's what I was. I knew everything there was to know about that product. And I told everybody everything that I knew about that product, and I sold nothing. When I went to my first training, they said, forget everything you know about your product or service and learn everything that you possibly can about people, because money comes from people, not from products. And if they don't like you, they're not going to give you the money for your service. If they like you, they'll give you the money for the service. I mean, Tammy, how many times have we gone to, we've searched out the best sale, and we went down to the store to purchase that thing that we just, you know, went everywhere to look for the best sale, and the salesman was a jerk. You go across the street to someone else who doesn't have a better sale, and you buy it from the guy that's nice. And so as far as all the training that's on my site, all of it can be applied. And we've had lots of people. In fact, I've got a huge sales force from a telecom company that have had a huge success in their sales by using that same exact training. Ignore it as far as, ignore the, you know, the parts where we're talking in terms of, you know, a retail sale that way. But a service and our actual physical product is exactly the same. There's no difference at all because it's the same consumer that is going to give you their money for the service or the product.
Okay.
So it's learn more about people, and that's what you want to glean from the site and from the CDs and all the stuff that's available. Glean from that on understanding people because it's, you're going after the very same people that, let's say, Peggy who's selling a nutritional product or Sandy who's selling skincare. Mm-hmm. Okay? You're going after the same exact people that they're going after. And those people, they're going to go with who they like. They're going to go, and how do you get people liking you? Let them talk about themselves. Don't talk about yourself, Tammy. Don't talk about your product. I want you to talk about the prospect.
Yeah.
I want you to get the prospect talking about themselves. Let them spill their guts about everything that they want. Let them spill their guts about where they want to go. Let them spill their guts about the challenges that they've had, what they hate about their job, what they like about their job. Let them spill their guts about that, and all you do is wrap your entire service presentation around their needs, around their goals. Does that make sense, Freddie?
Yes. I was in Tampa. My husband was the one who said that you was a bad white
person. Oh, that's awesome. You know what? You guys were brought up tonight. Because I know Christina talked to you guys today.
Yeah.
You guys brought up tonight. I said, how do you know who the Browns are? She goes, you know, that guy that stood up at Tampa and said, I don't care what anybody says. He goes, that white girl got it going on, man. She's the bomb.
Did she get her picture?
Tell him I said hi.
Okay. Did she get her picture?
I don't know if she did or not.
Okay.
She's not here right now.
All right.
Thanks a lot. All right, girly. Okay. Anybody else out there with a question?
I've got a real quick one. This is Carol in Florida.
Okay, hold on, Carol. Todd?
Yeah.
Well, I'll take you for the last one, okay? But let's go to Carol first, all right?
Okay.
Thanks for being patient, Todd. Okay, Carol, go for it.
Okay, thanks. It's real fast. What's your web address? I told you it was short.
Oh, that's a good girl. I know I should have said it. I'm sorry. Okay, it's
www.danny,
which is D-A-N-I.
Uh-huh.
Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N,
uh-huh.
.com.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, DannyJohnson.com.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Hey, and for those of you that are computer illiterate like myself, you much rather talk to a live body, let me give you our office phone number if you have any questions that you need help with or whatever,
okay.
And information you want to get a hold of. That telephone number is area code 209 463.
Okay.
5210.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, Todd, what can I do for you?
Hi. Hey, I was at your Tampa seminar, too. Excellent.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you a question about form.
Okay.
I'm very good at the F-O-R in form, but transitioning to the message is a little bit of a problem.
Okay.
So can you give me a good example of how you might transition over to the message part of form?
Okay. That's easy enough. Now, tell me, what do you find in the F-O-R part? Just give me some, you know, something to stand on.
Now, I'll talk to a person, and they may have a couple kids, and we'll talk about their... I met a guy in a store. He was searching for some fishing rods.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we talked about kids and the fact that he was going out fishing, so I knew what he liked
and
the time he had to do.
Uh-huh.
And I knew he had a need, but I didn't know exactly how to go, well, here, have I got something for you? You know, I wasn't going to do that.
Right,
but,
you know better.
Yeah, right. But I didn't know exactly how to get to that point.
Okay, so this is what I would say to you. So if I found out that you liked to fish, and what do you mean that he had a need? What was his need?
Well, he was talking about how he only had a couple days to do this.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he would like to be able to do it more often, but his job prevents him from doing it.
Okay.
And so I knew he had a need there for time. And,
okay.
And that would work.
Okay. So, Todd, this is what I would say. I'd say, you know, Todd, I just so appreciate your love for fishing and being with your son. I just think that is so awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks. You know, I couldn't help but notice, and I could just hear that you have just a strong desire to be able to do this more often. Now, do you have any plans of being able to make something like that happen? Todd, are you writing or something?
Well, I am now.
So, yeah, do you have any plans of trying to change that? you know, make an improvement so you can have more time to fish. He's probably going to say no. No, I really haven't ever thought about it.
Okay.
Okay, and then my answer would be, you know, I've got to run, but I'm sure you're totally satisfied with your job and you're completely, you know, doing a great job over there and you love them and they love you and you're happy with your finances and all that kind of fun stuff. And it sounds like, you know, you've got a time issue. You wish you could fish more. I work with a company that actually happens to be looking for a few people right now. I don't know if you necessarily have the skills or the ability to be able to qualify to work with our company, but why don't we exchange numbers? I'll give you a call. We'll go through an interviewing process, and who knows? It might be an answer to you being able to fish more with your sons, have more freedom of time. I don't know if it's going to work for you or not. I don't even know if you are, you know, would even have the kind of qualities of the purple that person that we're looking for. But at least it's a chance. At least it's a, you know, something to look at. You never know. I mean, who knows? It may or it may not work out.
Well, that's great. See, that's a really good transition to that, and that's exactly what I was looking for.
And by the way, that's in the script book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a script in here for when you're one-on-one, face-to-face with somebody in person.
You know, I need to read that closer, because I think that was one of the first ones to order it.
Do you have it? It's on page 8, face-to-face
okay.
conversation approach.
Great.
Yep. Okay. And I can take one more question.
I got one. Hey, Dan, it's Walter.
Okay, there was one lady that jumped out, and then, Walter, I'll do you last. Okay, who was the lady that jumped out?
Hi, this is Brandy from Missouri.
Brandy, what can I do for you?
Okay, you're awesome. Are you ever coming to Missouri? That's fun.
I am not on the books anytime, not at all on the books for anywhere in the beginning of 2005 for Missouri.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I have a really important thing for you. How would you handle this? The company I'm with, I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I love what they stand for. I love everything about them. But, like, the trainer or mentor, whichever way you want to look at it, that I have, we're just not clicking.
Mm-hmm.
How would you handle that? Because I love the company. I don't want to leave, but I need a different trainer.
Right. Brandy, that's a really good question. You are an independent businesswoman, and you need to run your business how you feel is going to be the most profitable and beneficial, obviously, within high moral standards. So if you are not, see, that company has a trainer that's available for you, and that's, you know, like a free service to you or whatever. That's what the company's providing. If it's not working for you, Brandy, you don't want to die in that ocean. You need to find a trainer that is working for you and plug into that person's training that you feel is filling you up, that's equipping you, that's helping you to be more professional and, in turn, churning better profits for you. And that's not a difficult thing to do. I mean, there's lots of us out there that do that sort of thing. And you don't ever want to talk down about, and I know that you didn't right now. I'm not saying that you are, but I'm saying you for the future when you're signing people up and they say, hey, what about this guy over here or this gal over here? And you say, you know what? I don't know about them, but all I know is I've got phenomenal results working this trainer right here. And you just, you know, skate over the issue and just talk and sell what's working for you versus what's not working for you.
Okay, well, what about that script that y'all are talking about today? Where is that script on your site? I've been to your site.
It's on my site. It's brand new. It's a brand new product that we just came out with. It's 16 scripts. It's packed with 16 different scripts, and it has tips and ideas on it. Plus, it has two CDs that are in there that teach you how to work those scripts. And it's anywhere from face-to-face, warm market, cold market, closing, follow-up, leaving messages, all of it's in there.
And that's like right in the...
It's ready for shipment. Yep, they're being shipped out every day.
Yeah.
And it'll be real helpful. We've had lots of testimonials already come through with that script, so hopefully it'll be helpful for you. Yeah.
It's under the training CDs link.
Okay, it's under the training CDs link. What link is that? That was the administrator of the entire site, and he just let us know that it's under the training CD site.
Okay.
I mean, training CDs link, whatever that means. I hope you understand.
I know where it is. I know what it
means. Well, Brandy, you're better than I am. But anyway, you can find it. You can find it on there.
Okay.
All righty, girl. All right, Walter, what can I do for you, man?
Hey, Danny. This script book is just absolutely awesome. Thank you and the team. Hey, quick question for you. It's also, it feels good to have people actually call you back now after you've done a first interview just by changing what you say and putting the importance on it. With Company B, I'm having a hard time, for example, with that alternative script of moving a person right into the product. In other words, I put him through the first interview, and I want to immediately say, Neil, let's get started with the product, and I'm getting stuck there. Can you offer any suggestions?
Okay, what script, what page are you on with the script?
Page 4.
Page 4. Okay, so in the follow-up and closing script?
Yes.
Okay, and you're talking about the alternate?
The alternate, yes. That's right. Let's say, for example, I've talked to you the first time. In other words, we've gone through, I formed you, and I feel that you would be a good fit. I'm having a hard time. Typically, I would send a person to get information, then set up a second interview. I'm having a hard time transitioning them into, which we can do, immediately getting them started with the product.
Okay. What part of, and the next step is try our product right now. Just saying that?
Just saying that, and then getting the person to, that will come back to, you know, with an objection. And it's not so much, and I've overcome the objection in regard to, you know, are you looking for business? Are you looking for a job? Mm-hmm. It's just getting them to move immediately.
Okay.
To get on the product.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. I'm glad you said that. Very few people are going to move immediately to try the products initially. Very few are going to do that. Not most of them are. Most of them need to be warmed up a little bit more. They want to get more information. Now, here's something that this is something that I say when it comes to that point. You know, the next step is to go ahead and try our product. You know, Walter, you are serious about looking for a business that you want to work with long term. Is that correct?
That's true.
Okay. Then, Walter, what I would suggest that you do, if you're serious about really looking, is that you need to get our products and just try them out. Let your body be the lab, if I'm talking about the company B.
Yes.
Okay. Let your body be the lab to tell you truly whether or not it works. There's a 90-day unconditional money-back guarantee. So before you get started, I think it's important that you try it out first, and then at that point, let it tell you whether or not you feel comfortable promoting it to anybody else.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, so let me just go through this. So the next step is to try our products and let your body tell you whether or not it works. Okay, you have that in that script right there. And at that point, you know if this is something that you can really get behind. They have a risk-free 90-day money-back guarantee. Most people like to start off with da-da-da. It says it right there.
Sure.
So in your mind, let me ask you this. In your mind, okay, and the way this is written is exactly how I feel and exactly what I say, and here's why. I really see it that way, that if I'm a business person, Walter, if I'm a business person and I'm looking for a business and I'm going to pick between McDonald's and Burger King, I better try the product first before I can get behind flipping one of those photos. That's the way in my mind, that's how it is, and that's what I try to project to my prospect. Well, you are really seriously looking for a business, right? Well, it makes sense to test it out, look under the hood, try it out, see if it works, see if you like it, because then you know whether or not you can really get behind it and build something long term.
Good point. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, let me know how it goes, man. You're just my poster child, Walter. You're the poster child of getting on a call and grabbing one thing that changes it all. In fact, Sandy, I talked about him today. On our coaching call, I talked about this gentleman, Walter. He's the guy.
Okay.
Got on one conference call and heard that exact statement that you heard, what can I do for you?
Mm-hmm.
Heard the, you know, starting the conversation with, hi, Sandy. This is Walter calling you back. What can I do for you? You changed that and sponsored 20 people in 30 days.
Wow.
Okay, guys, we are over our time. We're way over our time right now. Let me just close up the call here real quick. I just want to thank Peggy, Sandy, John, David, Tammy, Todd, Carol, Brandy, and Walter for stepping out and asking questions tonight and being the guinea pigs out there and putting their necks out on the line to be coached tonight. Hopefully you guys got a lot of information out of tonight and it was very beneficial and helpful. Go to the site, and I know Carol is, she's probably already there. Go to that site, there's tons of free training on there. Now for those of you that don't know how to find it, you need to register first as a member for free. Then you'll be in the members area. You'll see a refer a friend page there. Scroll all the way down and you will see where the beginning of the conference call vault begins. Do what I told Kuwant to do from Canada. This woman listens to a call every single day before she gets started. She also got a hold of my Christian-based CDs, and the woman is not of the same faith. She's Indian, has a faith of from 500 years in their family, but listens to those Christian-based CDs every day because she needed to overcome fear with faith and get out of a poverty mindset. And these things have helped her on a daily basis and obviously helped her bring in 18 people into her business in 3 weeks and brought in one director, which apparently is a big thing in their compensation plan. So she obviously made a huge step in her income this month. And you can be that very next success story by just following through, which is the first thing I told Peggy to do as a brand new person in the business. So go there. Also, on this site, there's the North Carolina CDs. Those are just absolutely important. They're foundational for you, for your training, for your solid foundation on what you'll establish your groups on. Because there's some pivotal things in those CDs that will dramatically change how your people build their business and how you direct them to build theirs. So other than that, next Monday, we're going to be on the same call, same time, same station. Can't wait to talk to you guys next week. God bless you. Have a prosperous week. And I pray that you just have major favor with everybody that you come in contact with in your business. So other than that, thanks so much. You guys have an awesome week and happy Independence Day. Happy 4th of July. We'll talk to you later. Bye.